This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, here we are again. We're back. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy Tuesday. Mike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. It is Tuesday. Don't worry about that rain that's out there. It's passing. It'll come, it'll go, it'll come, it'll go. We'll be okay.
Ooh, boy.
Jackie Baseball, come on, man. Will's up last night. Looked pretty good. How about you, boy?
Looked pretty good. I mean, 8 innings of shutout balls, yeah. Pretty dang good.
Better than pretty good.
I would argue. Fritz on the mound earlier this morning was just as dominant.
Pitching
to no one.
Yeah?
Pitching to no one.
How many pitches you throw?
About 50-some.
Okay.
50-some.
Throwing strikes?
Filling up the strike zone, as they said back in the day.
With a catcher?
With a catcher.
And how hard were you throwing?
I was probably like 85% as hard as I
As you can throw.
As hard as I can throw.
And you were throwing strikes.
I was throwing a lot of strikes.
Are you ready to start giving us?
I know
we have something else to get to.
Yesterday was yesterday. We drug ourselves through the mud, but it's over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's over.
All right.
You're ready to start giving us some confidence.
Yeah. Okay.
All these people that are backing you,
Ike. Midday Show, of course, is just all over it now. They're making songs.
Well, they're out. They're out. Like, it's us against them.
It is.
It's really.
And quite frankly, that's how we like it.
Yes. I mean, and you have us in a corner. Okay.
Yep.
You're doing, Jack quits all the songs. Okay.
Yep.
But, like, I'm ready to stand behind you as long as you're ready to stand out front, Jack, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Because I don't want to – I got to start getting my back up, because I can't have me bringing you guys down along with me and our people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if the Midday Show has people.
But we have people.
No, you said Midday Show.
Yeah, I don't know if the Midday Show has people.
Show.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Chris from Middletown.
Chris from Middletown.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm just saying, like, they and everybody's picking sides at this point.
They're dancing on your grave right now. Bro.
Yeah, they're a little too happy.
They picked the other side.
They did.
So if you're listening to this show, just understand.
Well, especially with Jillia, who we both put him on the map.
Absolutely. Without us, there's no Jillia. All right. So Jillia and Hugh are out. The camera's already out. Seltzer's actually out now to me. Richie is the only guy on staff who I'm still. We'll find out about Elliot.
We'll find out. That will be interesting. I don't know where Elliot's going to land.
Yeah, Elliot will be with us at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot. And then at 4 o'clock, Jack's high school golf coach joins us.
He's seen that before.
Yes. Seen the meltdown? Coach Paris will join us at 4 o'clock. You mentioned Zach Wheeler. You said he looked pretty good. Zach Wheeler looked unbelievable. Zach Wheeler's ERA in June is 0.58. And I can't get over that it doesn't feel like he is appreciated locally the way that I would expect that he would. And not to bring back the top 11 or anything. And I think overall him getting...
It's hard to get away from it, though.
Well, yes. But and overall him being voted third was great, was appropriate. But we had people like Elliott had him seventh, I think, or ninth behind Quinyon Mitchell. Devin had him behind Cooper DeJean and
Miechkoff.
And Miechkoff.
Let's go.
Like, this guy is thoroughly underappreciated locally, I think. He has been great for 5 years. He's been great in the regular season. He's been great in the playoffs. He's reliable. Like, we always talk about Nola being out there to throw every fifth day. Wheeler has been out there to throw every fifth day. He has never embarrassed us in any way. He's never taken shots at the fans. He's never complained. He's never complained about a bad defense behind him or a lineup that sometimes doesn't score, doesn't do any of that. I just think what we're watching is one of the best Phillies of all time. Like, I know he doesn't have the magic peak of Halliday, but he's been better than Halliday for longer. Like, he has a better body of work for the Phillies than Roy Halliday does. He has a better body of work for the Phillies than Cliff Lee does. He has a better body of work for the Phillies than Curt Schilling does. I think he's been a better pitcher for the Phillies than Cole Hamels ever was. And, like, I want Zach Wheeler to be mentioned among those pitchers. And it just feels like, as a city, we sort of have him a rung below, and I can't quite figure out why.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. I heard it during the top 11 week when we were discussing the athletes in the city. And like I told you two, you guys convinced me to sort of view Zach Wheeler at least differently than what my initial thoughts about a starting pitcher, the impact of a starting pitcher, and how significant it is overall. While you were able to certainly get me to relent or budge a little bit in those areas where I think the greatest sort of revelation for me came as far as is looking at his overall body of work.
Right.
And what he's done during the time that he's been here in the 5 years and being one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher, in the National League. I hear the complaint, but if I'm being honest with you, I don't feel like Zach Wheeler should be viewed as the best athlete in the city. Like, I understand how good he is, but then I look at some of the other guys in the city, a Jalen, a Saquon, a A.J. Brown, hell, Embiid when he's healthy, Harper. Like, I see more being put into those guys from a fan's perspective than into a pitcher. And I don't know if I can get out of – and here's the reason why. Roy Halladay had to be exceptional, right? I mean, that's what he was.
Sure.
That's how he captivated everyone. Even Cliff Lee, it was disappointing in 2011. I mean, 2011 when it ended. But in 2009, Cliff Lee was a savior in 2009. He saved the season. Hamels was on the banquet tour.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
we had to go get Pedro Martinez off the scrap heap.
They sure did.
Yeah. And Cliff Lee was outstanding that year. He had moments. He had game one in the World Series. Curt Schilling, he had 93, right?
Yeah,
he had 93.
Yep.
And we know Cole Hamels, World Series MVP. I feel like Zach may need that type of a moment to truly be appreciated. Doesn't mean you're wrong in saying he's underappreciated. I'm just saying in order for him to be fully appreciated, he needs a postseason moment. I can't think of a Zach Wheeler postseason moment or big moment.
Even though he's been great in the postseason.
Even though he's been very good the whole time he's been here.
Yeah. I get that. The moment thing,
I
get.
I don't have a moment to gravitate to.
The moment thing, I get the moment thing. But when you brought up the other players that were, you know, considered higher than him, when you talk about the Jalen's, like Zach Wheeler has been a better pitcher than Jalen's been a quarterback.
Sure.
He just has been.
Sure.
You know, and I know it's only every fifth day, but also every fifth day, every single pitch is thrown by you. Mm-hmm. There's no running back. There's no, you know, and by the way, like, the defense behind him has never been particularly good. The offense has been streaky, and he just goes out every time and dominates. And it's, by the way, it's also an entertaining style of pitching. He's not a, you know, he's not like a boring ground ball pitcher or something. Like, he strikes.
He's not a pitch to contact guy.
Yeah, no, he strikes guys out. He throws hard. Like, I don't know. He just seems like he is a hard worker, tough nose, like, never complains, always great. He seems like he should be the model of what we love and what we respect here in Philadelphia. And just because there isn't one, like, he doesn't have the step over, you know, that Iverson has.
Mm-hmm.
Iverson
doesn't have the no-hitter that Halliday threw in the postseason or the perfect game.
Right, right. Perfect game was in Miami, but yeah, that, like, I don't know. I feel like the guy has been so excellent since he's been here. He's one of the greatest Phillies pitchers of all time. If he pitches two more years after this, the resume that he's going to have in Philadelphia will be outrageous. And the idea of him retiring and never quite reaching that peak, at least as far as the way people think of him, mm-hmm. would be pretty disappointing to me. 215-592-9494. Do you feel like Zach Wheeler? I was almost going to call him Roy Halladay there. Do you feel like Zach Wheeler is underappreciated in Philadelphia? We do have a next question today. As today is Canada Day, officially.
Oh,
of
Canada?
Course, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know, 1878, something happened with Canada?
I think they became a state. Not a state, sorry.
That was a couple months ago.
They became their own thing?
What happened?
Became their own country? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why it's Canada Day, but it's definitely Canada.
Still shouldn't count as international.
Yeah. It's a different country.
But
of course
it
should count.
It's right, same thing. It just happens to be a little more north.
So you shouldn't have to bring a passport when you drive into Canada?
No, right. No.
Do you have a favorite Canadian today for next question, Jack?
Do I have a favorite Canadian?
Yeah.
I would say the guy that helped put me on the map in this city.
Okay.
Nick Pivetta.
Nick Pivetta's Canadian.
Nick Pivetta is Canadian.
Wow.
Might be the angriest Canadian I've ever seen.
Wow.
Got shelled on my wedding day.
I didn't know Pivetta was a Canadian.
Yeah, Nicholas Giancarlo Pivetta.
And Giancarlo's his middle name?
Yeah.
And Pivetta is scheduled to go tonight,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
If we play tonight.
If we play tonight, Sanchez versus Pivetta.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Ike, do you have a favorite Canadian?
Does Wayne Gretzky count?
He's Canadian.
That's a pretty big answer.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite Canadian right there.
Yeah. He's on Canada's Mount Rushmore, right?
Man,
oh,
listen,
yeah. Come on.
I'm not going to even tell you who I started the name. He's from Boston.
All right. Who we found out before the show, Boston.
Is the state capital of
Didn't think it was the state capital of Massachusetts.
Oh, you were going to name somebody that wasn't?
Yeah, I was going to name Al.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not everybody that likes hockey is a Canadian.
I had to think about that before I said, I'm like, hold on, Al's not from Canada. He's from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I started the name Al. Yeah, I'm going away, man. Hockey, when I think of Canada, I think of hockey.
Yeah. It's just not every, like, Broads isn't from Canada.
No. He's not?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. He's actually, he doesn't say
South
A.
Jersey.
Yeah, he's from Jersey. He doesn't have the, what's it called? The accent.
The accent, yeah.
Now, it does seem like Al, by the way, sometimes rips off the Canadian accent a little
see,
bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he wants to be from Canada.
Yeah, he sort of has a mix of, when you think about accents, Al has a mix of Boston and Canadian accent,
yes.
Even though he's not from Canada. You know, I didn't know he was until I'm going to say this, but he instantly becomes my favorite Canadian because of John Wick, and that's Keanu Reeves. I had no idea.
Keanu Reeves is Canadian?
I had no idea Keanu Reeves was Canadian.
And I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you haven't seen any of the John Wick movies.
Nope.
Yeah, which is disappointing.
Listen, you steered me down the wrong path this past weekend.
Look, I told you about John Wick before I told you about Arrival.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
And if I'd gone very deep, if we had really talked about it, I would have known.
But the way you made me feel like it was one of the greatest movies ever.
You did. It was disgusting work by you.
No. But
shameless, some said.
I think it is. But to a certain extent, we can enjoy some of the same movies.
Right.
But I like very slow, thinky.
Yeah.
And, oh, which you're is such what a deep
is.
Thinker.
No,
you're so smart.
I'm not trying to be that
so
way.
So you're saying it's too smart for people on this show and our listeners.
No.
Well, it was.
Yeah. I mean, it questions like whether time goes from point A to point B.
Me,
yeah. There's a lot.
Somebody needed to die in the first half hour of the movie. They didn't.
And nobody dies. You know. Well,
a thinking man's movie?
Yeah, I would say Arrival is a thinking man's.
You got to think about this now.
Canada or a thinking man's alien movie. What's that?
I'm already going through the parental guidance thing to find out to make sure there are no sex scenes in the movie.
Oh, in Arrival, no.
No, I know that's what I'm saying. I had to go through that to make sure I find that out.
Yeah.
You know, I can't, I'm still uncomfortable with my daughter.
With your daughter and your wife.
So, I'm like, okay, this is good. We're good. No sex scenes in the movie.
No, there's no sex.
No killing either.
No, there's no dying.
And an hour later, Ike was looking at the back of his eyelids.
I was.
You fell asleep.
That was after. That was fine.
That's
but
fine.
I did make it through the first hour.
That's on me. Look, I still think it's a great movie. I understand why it's not
like a 10-15
minute
power sleep. I woke back up.
My wife falls asleep during movies all the time, and she doesn't tell me until afterwards.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, yeah, I fell asleep. I fell asleep. 215-592-9494. Zach Wheeler, why is he underappreciated? Do you think he is in Philadelphia? Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron? Are we going to have to accept this guy as
a regular
caller?
I mean, he's climbing up the ranks early, you know?
You know, yesterday was a day for Jack Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
But on Friday, Spike, you called out my Philadelphia fandom. That's like calling out my manhood, my friend. You really took a low blow there.
No balls.
Listen to me. Before you were a twinkle in Howard's eye, I was rooting on the Philadelphia Eagles at Jack Murphy Stadium. I was rooting on the Villanova Wildcats as they took on the hated.
Are you bored? Is that what's going on here? Are you just bored? Do you have nothing to do during the day?
Well, he loves us.
Spike.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yes.
I am more of a Philadelphia sports fan than you or anyone at that studio.
Just because you're old and you went to stuff doesn't make you a bigger sports fan. You chose to leave Philadelphia.
When I go to a sports event.
Yeah.
Wearing
he's kind of like Cowboy
my
Jim.
Brightest red Phillies practice jersey to the NLCS at Petco Park with all the Padre fans bearing down on me.
Oh, yeah, the mean Padre fans.
Like a champion, my friend. I go into the Dragon's Lair. I go into the belly of the beast. And I root for my Eagles.
Okay, can we talk about Zach Wheeler? I don't like this bit. Am I missing something with the Aaron in San Diego bit?
No, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Did you call about Zach Wheeler?
How old are you, Aaron? I mean, you sound pretty young. Is that just because you're living in San
Diego?
Yeah,
I guess you're what?
Well, I've seen video of him.
Yeah, you're like 61.
Yeah. He sent us a video.
You know what, guys? You know, Spike, this is your MO. When you get in an argument with somebody...
You're not arguing about... We're not arguing about anything, Aaron. What are we arguing about? We're not arguing about anything.
You are, my friend. How dare you call into question my Philadelphia fandom?
Okay. Did you call about Zach Wheeler or did you not call about Zach Wheeler?
No, I called about my favorite Canadian, which was Eric Lindros, because I spent the summer and listened to the trial when they got him over the Nordiques.
Yeah, people forget that.
Okay. All right. No, I can't do it. Ryan in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
Hey,
how you guys doing?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, B?
So I never curious about this conversation with Wheeler. So I take it this way. Wheeler is kind of like, I guess you would say Utley, right? Utley was the quiet guy. He led by example. He never did anything that was, like, super crazy until that parade, right?
Yeah, but
Hamels was the guy that always said everything.
Yeah.
Same with Curt Schilling. Like, they were so aggressive with their language and their body movements. Wheeler on the mound in his
But you don't
know,
you think,
post-game?
Yeah, Ryan, but Utley is like one of the biggest fan favorites of all time.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, he spoke when he needed to. He led through that, but I don't think Wheeler does that. And no. Wheeler, like you mentioned earlier, he never had a perfect game. He never had a no-hitter. He hasn't had that big moment that a lot of those other plays you mentioned have had.
Yeah, I guess so. But what we're watching, I think, at some point, we're going to look back on this and realize that we had like the most consistent best pitcher in the National League for half a decade, or one of the two, you know. And Sales hurt all the time, by the way, which Wheeler is not. And we're going to look back and realize what we had here. Like, he's the best player on the Phillies. He is. He's the best player on the Phillies. Yeah, and he's one of the best player on a Phillies team that is like one of the four best eras of Phillies baseball, even though they haven't won a World Series, at least in terms of success. Mm-hmm. On the best player on a Phillies team that also has Bryce Harper, that always also has Kyle Schwarber. You know, like his, and I know he doesn't have that moment like Halliday has that moment, but he certainly has a better resume than Halliday has in Philadelphia.
He doesn't even have the moments that Bryce has.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't, and he can't hit a home run, you know, which is harder for him as a pitcher to have.
Yeah.
You know, to have a moment like that. Because he can throw, by the way, if he throws a three-hit shutout in a division series game that they, and they lose the series, nobody will remember that as a moment.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
100%.
We have the Cliff Lee catching the ball behind his back or whatever moment, which by the way, I think when everyone thinks of Cliff Lee, they think of that five-second thing.
That's a moment, yeah. I was in the building.
Ryan, for next question today, do you have a favorite Canadian?
A favorite Canadian? Unfortunately, I do not.
Then why? All right.
I
mean, did he have one when you talked to him?
Well, I thought he was going to think. He said he was going to think of it while he's on hold, but it wasn't a long time on hold.
Okay.
So, just a question.
Yeah.
I don't have the numbers averaged out in front of me.
Yep.
But I'm looking at Wheeler's.
Here we go.
I'm looking at Wheeler's 5 years here.
Okay. Yep.
And if you go Hamels, 08 to the year he left in 14, that's a pretty impressive resume. I don't think it gets as much attention as it should. When you look at his ERA, when you look at the postseason wins, when you look at the number of starts, he has over 30 starts for like six straight years there, to where he took the mound, innings pitched, postseason moments, like that's on his resume too.
The postseason.
Yeah.
Or you mean, are you talking about the postseason moments or that stretch of
I'm going that stretch. And now Wheeler has a higher war of that stretch. He has a 7.5 from a few years ago. But Hamels has a couple in there that matches Wheeler's 6.4, 6.4, 5.5 war. Like there are some metrics here that add up to each other.
I can't believe we got you to war.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because you guys don't want to just go off of what you feel, so you have to have numbers to back up why you're saying what you're saying. I don't believe in these numbers.
Right.
But they're here.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at this period, this stretch where Hamels was probably at his best. And that's, and you got the worst season in there in 09. That was the year after the World Series. But his other years are pretty solid.
Well, that one
they're
year.
Pretty solid.
Was the ERA in 09 was what, 4.5?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was, and that's his worst year.
Yep.
4.3 that year.
215-592-9494.
That's some good numbers in there, though.
Do you think Zach Wheeler is underappreciated in Philadelphia?
Coming up next, Whip is good.
Coming up next, the Sixers lost a player.
That's the last thing y'all want me to do is start reading.
I just want to see what lengths you're going to go to with the numbers. Well, I like that you got the pitching war.
I know the ones you guys feeling that are important, so I just look at those.
Yep.
The whip, the war.
Whip's important.
Innings pitch.
Yeah. You know? I'm not a huge war guy because I can't explain it.
Okay.
I understand what
that was
it
means. Fritz.
Yeah, I understand what it means, but I don't know how it gets calculated.
Me either.
And I'm not going to use any stat that I even know how quarterback rating gets calculated. And I don't know how the WAR gets calculated.
Yeah. It's like it's in a secret lab somewhere.
Yes.
That's my take on WAR.
Well, and every website has their own WAR calculation,
yeah,
right?
WAR is Fangraphs WAR.
Yeah.
B WAR.
Oh, then let's just throw WAR out, Dan.
Yeah,
throw
well, because Fangraphs WAR this year has Zach Wheeler at like 3.4, and Baseball Reference has it at like 4.5 or something.
4.4. Best in baseball.
Best in baseball.
That's good value.
There you go.
Hey, how about that? How about that?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
But the postseason moments put him over the top.
Well, for now. He's got 2.180 ERA in the postseason, all wheels.
One guy that has a National League MVP and a World Series MVP.
That's a good point. Complete game against the Reds in 2010 to close
out
that
series. I'm just saying, like that's, we just can't overlook that. Like, that's for nothing.
Coming up next, the Sixers lost a player and signed a player. The player they lost, you've heard of. The player you signed, you probably haven't.
Nice.
Yep.
What's Daryl cooking up?
Yeah, probably nothing. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.